podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
On today's podcast, we have all the usual shenanigans, and plus, I interview Scott. How's your week been, mate?
It's been all right. It's been all right. You know, just another week on the grind, you know
yep.
just cracking on. How about yourself?
I've seen more of Archibald again.
Yeah. How's he doing? How's he doing? He's getting big now, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got another couple of teeth through.
Oh.
But shall I tell you what he keeps doing now? I wish I hadn't shown him.
Go on.
He keeps nicking my glasses off me.
Well, I don't think he quite needs them yet.
I know.
Maybe he just wants them.
Can't be doing with it. Scott.
Jordan.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling well, mate. Feeling well.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling okay because it's now crunch time. Ooh. It's now time for your big interview.
I'm ready.
The tables have turned.
Indeed. Come on. Throw your best at me, mate.
The reason for this little interview, Scott, is because I want to find out the reasons behind your venture and what's coming up and what it entails. So, tell me all about it.
Well, I've always been a big fan of Harry Potter. I loved the books as a kid. You know, I still read them, you know, to this day. And I love the films as well, and my good lady Helen also loves the books and the films. So we decided to come up with an idea for a podcast called Muggle Questions. Now, if you don't know what a muggle is, obviously you won't because you've never watched the films. A muggle is a non-magic person, a person that you know that doesn't do magic. So you've got witches, you've got wizards, and then you've got muggles, which is like people like me and you, Jordan, right? Just, yeah. You know, like ordinary people going about their day-to-day lives. Yeah. And the idea behind the podcast really was, you know, just kind of asking questions from the perspective of somebody that doesn't practice magic.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing it, and we'll give you updates and other information on where you can hear it and when you can hear it. Where did the concept come from this podcast?
Well, Helen and I were sitting down and watching Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, which is the fifth book and the fifth movie in the franchise. And we'd had a few glasses of whiskey and, you know, we kind of like to get a little bit cynical and kind of question things as well. And it kind of snowballed from there, really, you know. We kept asking each other questions and we came up with this idea together of going, well, you know, if we were non-magic people from the outside looking in, like kind of like a fly on the wall, if you will, into the magical world, what sort of questions would we ask? And we spoke to Bossman about it. Bossman thought it was a good idea. And we're kind of going to kick on from there because, I mean, Harry Potter is one of the biggest franchises in the world. You know, anybody loves Harry Potter, and yeah, we think it's going to go over quite well because it's not a subject that's really been explored properly before. So
it's really been touched upon, and
yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And we think it's going to go well. It's going to be Helen's first podcast as well. So she's really, really excited to kind of get her teeth into it. Yeah. And yeah, we're just really excited to create something together.
And you said Bossman was helping you.
Mm-hmm.
How do your actually other peers and family feel about it?
Well, I mean, a lot of people in my family are Harry Potter fans as well. Obviously, my brother and sister are mad for it as well. I've spoke to them about it. They seem really keen on the idea. They can't wait to listen. And I just hope people enjoy it. You know, it's going to be two Harry Potter fans sat down having a little chit-chat about the magical world. And yeah, we're very excited.
How long do you think it'll last?
I don't know. I mean, we've had the idea to kind of ask the questions, you know, in line with the films. So we're going to start at Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and then work all the way through to the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Then maybe start on the books because, as most people will know, you know, there's so much more subject matter in the books than there are in the films. And then, of course, you've got the Fantastic Beasts films that we can go into, and maybe even the games as well. You know, that there's so much scope to do a lot of content around this particular subject. So yeah.
And saying the, imagine if the podcast gains like momentum and traction. Are you hoping for any more opportunities to arise from this podcast?
Well, I'm not going to count my ones before they're made. You know, we kind of want to create the podcast and have some fun doing it along the way. You know, we're certainly not thinking beyond this podcast or where it will even lead. You know, we just want to do something. We want to have fun and we want people to enjoy listening to it as well. And, you know, if it takes us somewhere, absolutely fantastic. But, you know, we're certainly not going to be doing the podcast with that in mind. We just want to create a listening experience for fans of the franchise, and yeah we'll see what happens.
And your podcast, when it gets going, like I've just said, will there be anything like in the way of merchandise?
Maybe, yeah. It's certainly a conversation that myself, Bossman and Helen are going to have to sit down and have a talk about. We've got a few ideas, but I guess you'll have to wait and see.
So you're not going to tell me what some of those ideas are?
I think I might have to keep it a secret at this minute, mate. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But look out for updates, I will say that. You know, I'm almost certain merchandise will be on the way. But yeah, at the moment, we have to stay quite tight-lipped about it. Yeah.
And one final question. How often are you actually hoping to release the podcast?
So we're hoping it's going to be a weekly podcast, where, you know, we've got an idea, a solid idea for structuring. You know, we've got all pretty much all of our questions raring and ready to go. So yeah, we think that there is enough content there for it to go on for quite a while. And yeah, with any luck, it will be a weekly podcast. Yeah.
And answering these questions, will there be any? Will you have special guests or friends or family or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, as the podcast evolves, it'd be nice to introduce some people that love the films as much as Helen and I do. I think it's just going to start out me and her. You know, as we kind of establish what the podcast is, but I see no reason why we couldn't have special guests on kind of in the future, you know, but I think certainly for the first few episodes, while we're kind of getting our feet under the table with it, I think it is just going to be myself and Helen having a chat about it and yeah, seeing what we can do, seeing what magic we can create.
I like what you did there.
You see, always thinking, mate, always thinking.
Well, thank you, Scott, for that insightful interview.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me, mate. Cheers.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, look out for Muggle Questions coming very soon.
It's time for Joke of the Week.
Oh, God.
You'd be right to say that.
Didn't even give you me rating last week. 2 out of 5, by the way. Terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going for pizza the other night, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen this commotion outside the pizza place. Delivery guy had been knocked over, so I rushed over to try and help him. And some passerby said, "Are you the emergency services?" I said, "No, it's my pizza."
Oh, that's the worst one. That's the worst one. 1 out of 5. No, it's bad, mate.
And on that dreadful note, I think we'll leave it there.
See you next week.
See you next week, mate.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. visit positivemedia.org.uk.